For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team wraps up the regular season. We'll host St. Thomas this weekend, joined by Captain Kirkland Irie, one of a group of seniors that will be honored this week. Rewind to your freshman year. Freshmen come in, they always think they know a lot more than they usually do. What have you learned the most in your time here?
You know, like you said, I thought I knew a lot. Hockey, outside of hockey, anything. Thought I was mature, but I think I learned how to mature and how to be a man. And I think that's just what comes with college hockey and living the college life. Like, you just got to grow up quick. And I think that's one thing I've learned.
As a player, where'd you start compared to where you are now?
I've changed a lot. Matured there as well. I think I was, I wouldn't say soft, but I wasn't playing on the more physical side when I first came in. But I think I've learned and adapted and really have learned from older guys that I've watched freshman year all the way up to this year. So I've learned a lot in these 4 years.
If you just solely look at points, and too many people I think do, maybe this year would be a down year, but to me your role has changed throughout the course of the year, maybe even a couple of times, just because of injuries and where coaching staff has asked you and needed you to be. How has that made you a better person? How has that made you a better player?
Yeah, absolutely. Roles change all the time, and I wouldn't even consider it roles. I think we, up and down the lineup, I think we all play the same way, or that's what we're trying to do. But, yeah, I think just as a player, like, obviously you want the points to come, but it's not going to come all the time. And I think for myself personally, I just look at it as a way to be better in some other areas, like the penalty kill or working to see how guys can respond to that.
What has this team been like to be their captain?
It's been an incredible honor. I think just looking at the past captains that have been here, I've been able to look up to those guys, and now to have this group here this year with the captains that we have, it's been an incredible honor, and I'm grateful to be a captain, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
The saying is, once a Beaver, always a Beaver. How will Bemidji be a part of you forever?
I'll be a Beaver for the rest of my life. It's hard to put, or hard to say what's going to come next, but I think 10 to 20 years down the road, I'm going to come back here and I'm going to have all these memories and relationships that I can come back to and come watch games and see them online. It's pretty cool, the family that we have here at BSU.
On to this weekend. For you guys, results aren't crucial. Obviously, you want to win, but your playoff positioning isn't going to change a whole heck of a lot regardless of what happens. For St. Thomas, it does. For Michigan Tech, it does. For Mankato, it does. For Bowling Green, it does. How important is it just to worry about yourself, and how good is that? You just don't worry about what anybody else does this weekend.
Right. That's absolutely key. I've said it before, but like we know we're gonna run into a good team here. They play fast, they play physical. I said they had good cold tending, but we just gotta match that. We gotta play our Beaver game, our BSU game, and come out with speed ourselves. Like, I thought we played great in Mankato a couple weekends ago, and I think we can build off that.
Best of luck.
Thank you.